This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There's a thing happening now in some parts of corporate America that's worth a mention here. It's not quite an apology tour, but some big companies, Facebook, Uber, and Wells Fargo most prominently, have started running ad campaigns basically saying, we're sorry for various and sundry scandals the past couple of weeks or months. Is it going to work? Marketplace's Renata Sago digs in.
Facebook, Uber, and Wells Fargo have carefully crafted TV ads to say to millions of users and consumers, hey, we know we messed up. From Facebook's emotional appeal.
Facebook will do more to keep you safe and protect your privacy.
Because earning back your trust is our greatest priority.
Uber's new CEO promises a better road ahead, and Wells Fargo's ad pledges a new day of trust. What's missing from these apologies, according to crisis management expert Eric Bernstein, are clear answers. He says the apology bar is high for companies that have violated the trust of their users and consumers.
They want to know what happened. They want to know what you did to fix it and how you're going to prevent it from happening again.
Determining whether a company has learned from its mistakes will take time, says Roy Lewicki, who teaches business at Ohio State University. For him, the test will be how companies follow through on promised changes.
The real proof will be, are there really different things going on? And only the users of those services are going to know the difference.
But for Ross Martin, who runs the brand strategy firm Blackbird, these latest apology ads are part of what he calls the sorry cycle. Companies want to hold on to their users and consumers as they put new practices into place.
They will be apologizing for this same thing or something like it 6 months or a year from now, and they all know it.
Take Wells Fargo, which yesterday acknowledged its employees had been altering documents about corporate clients. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.